Hi, I'm Garrett Giles. You're listening to KBIA's Arts and Culture segment Off the Clock. Regina Rupert runs Serenity Valley Winery with her husband Lee. Located just outside of Columbia, the winery is expanding as the couple learns the ins and outs of the business. KBIA's Aaron Schrader has more on the couple and their winery.
For Regina Rupert, it's not easy to separate her work life and home life. She and her husband opened Serenity Valley Winery outside of St. Louis in 2006. Since 2011, the winery has been run from their property in Fulton.
Never in a million years dreamed of this, but the year our daughter graduated, she's an only child, and she graduated high school, went to school in California for her first semester. I became an empty nester, turned 50, and had cancer all at the same time. And it wasn't a very good year, and my girlfriend suggested we look into doing this since my husband's hobby was winemaking. It was a very wild year. And that was in 2005. In 2006, based on my girlfriend's recommendation, we researched it, and we opened in O'Fallon, Missouri. And we were there from 2006 to 2011, at which time we were in a strip mall, and people in Missouri don't accept strip malls for wineries. And it was a visibly invisible as a beautiful new strip mall, but it just wasn't where we needed to be. Our daughter then in 2011 had settled in Columbia, teaches in the school of nursing. And so when we started looking for a new location, we looked out here and moved out here. It's never easy to work with your spouse because you're going to have disagreements. Sometimes they happen in front of customers and you just have to laugh it off and say, can you tell we're married? Because that's a typical marriage. You're not going to agree 100% of the time, especially when you throw in the business aspects. But most of the time it works out really well because I do the front end things and he does the winemaking and the more technical things.
Regina got a home economics degree from MU back in the 70s and has spent the majority of her time in the business world. With the winery, she prefers to work with people rather than do the winemaking yourself.
He does the winemaking and the grape growing. We aren't using our own grapes, but we have a vineyard planted, and hopefully in the next year or two, we will have usable grapes to make our wine from, in addition to the way we're bringing it in. We bring in juice from around the world right now. Okay. So we'll be adding our own grapes in, but he's in charge of all that. That's his domain. One of the things that we hear from people is as you drive up the driveway, how beautiful it is. And it is gorgeous. It's serene, and the name fits perfectly for our environment here. But then once they're here and they're in and they're tasting the wines, they're very impressed with the quality of our wines because we're not using Missouri grapes. Not everyone loves Missouri grapes, and we get a lot of compliments on our wine. It's very smooth. The sweet wines aren't syrup sweet. The dry wines aren't real harsh. You can't please everybody. We don't make a heavy, heavy oaky wine with the bites, but otherwise most people are very pleasantly surprised. One of the comments I hear time after time is I usually go to a winery, I find one or two every wine I've liked.
Aaron Schrader, KBIA News.
This was a feature on Regina Rupert and the Serenity Valley Winery she runs with her husband. You've been listening to KBIA's Arts and Culture segment Off the Clock. I'm Garrett Giles.